Health Headlines with Dr. Barry Dworkin is presented by the Riverstone Retirement Communities of Oak Park and Bridalwood Trails, your complete continuum of care.
654 at 580 CFRA 654. Dr. Barry Dworkin joins us with a look at health headlines every morning at this time. Good morning, Doctor.
Good morning, Steve.
So today's story concerns stroke patients and the option of stents rather than surgery. What can you tell us?
Well, this was a study called the CREST study published in the New England Journal of Medicine. One of many studies that were done in the past looking at, is there an advantage, just as we use for the heart to try to prevent heart attacks or treat a heart attack by either stenting, putting in a metal tube that expands and opens up the artery, prevents either further heart attacks or, essentially preventing further heart attacks. And could the same thing be done for the artery that's in the neck called the carotid artery, which can get thicker and become blocked up? And once it reaches a critical narrowing or stenosis, it increases the risk of stroke. And so what they wanted to look at was difference between using stents and versus surgery. And they looked at people who had no symptoms of stroke and those that had some symptoms. They were getting minor strokes or TIAs or transient ischemic attacks. And they put together four measurements, and they sort of grouped them together. It was called the primary endpoint. They looked at what happened at the four-year rate of having a stroke around the time of the procedure, after the procedure, having a heart attack, or dying. And they found that between the 2,400 people, 1,200 having the surgery, 1,200 having the stent, they didn't find very much difference. They found a slightly higher stroke rate with stenting, driven by an increase in minor strokes, versus a lower rate of a myocardial infarction or heart attacks. But the when you look deeper at the data, and this is very consistent with 11 other studies that have been looked at in the past, is when you looked at the data, the rate of strokes that you had with stenting alone, now this is taking it out of those four items that they were looking, because they grouped them together. And when you group your endpoint together and come up with an average, your average looked the same. And that was borne out by the fact that there were less heart attacks, but a little bit more strokes. And when you add it together, it balanced out. But when you took the stroke part out, which is what you were looking for, the rate of stroke or death was significantly elevated with stenting. It was about 6.4% of the people versus 4.7% who had the surgery. So there is a difference. It was a small difference, but nevertheless, it was a difference. What they found, though, which was also very interesting, is that the stenting worked much better for people who were under the age of 70 versus over the age of 70. And the bottom line to all of this is that because of this information, you still need to have more longer-term data because this is only 4 years, but they are saying that it is an option, if the training is available, to do this type of procedure if the person fits the criteria that was found in this study.